Chaos Walking, Book 3, Monsters of Men. Written by Patrick Ness and read by Humphrey Bauer.
"War," says Mayor Prentice, his eyes glinting. "At last."
"Shut up," I say. "There ain't no at last about it. The only one who wants this is you."
"Nevertheless," he says, turning to me with a smile, "here it comes." And of course, I'm already wondering if untying him so he could fight this battle was the worst mistake of my life. But no. No, it's got to keep her safe. It's what I had to do to keep her safe. And I will make him keep her safe if I have to kill him to do it. And so, with the sun setting, me and the mayor stand on the rubble of the cathedral and look out across the town square as the army of Spackle make their way down the zigzag hill in front of us, blowing their battle horn with a sound that could tear you right in two. As Mistress Coyle's Army of the Answer marches into town behind us, bombing everything in its path, boom, boom, boom. As the first soldiers of the Mayor's own army start arriving in quick formation from the south, Mr. Hamar at their front, crossing the square towards us to get new orders. As the people of New Prentice Town run for their lives in any and every direction. As the scout ship from the incoming settlers lands on a hill somewhere near Mistress Coyle, the worst possible place for him. As Davy Prentice lies dead in the rubble below us, shot by his own father, shot by the man I just set free. And as Viola, my Viola, races out on horseback into the middle of it all, her ankles broken, not even able to stand up on her own. Yes, I think, here it comes. The end of everything. The end of it all. "Oh, yes, Todd," says the mayor, rubbing his hands together. "Oh, yes, indeed." And he says the word again. Says it like it's his every last wish come true. War. "We hit the Spackle head on," the mayor shouts at the men, aiming his noise right in the middle of everyone's heads, even mine. "They'll be gathering at the bottom of the road," he says, "but that's as far as they're going to go." I put a hand on Angharad's flank beneath me. In under 2 minutes, the mayor had us up on horseback, Morpeth and Angharad coming running from round the back of the ruins of the cathedral. And by the time we'd hopped up, stepping over the still unconscious bodies of the men who tried to help me overthrow the mayor, there was the army, taking messy shape in front of us. Not all of it, though. Maybe less than half. The rest still stretched up along the southern road to the hill with the notch on it, the road to where the battle was supposed to be. "Boycott," Angharad's thinking, and I can feel spikes of nerves all through her body. She's scared nearly half to death. So am I.